Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi, daf Mem Daled, and we are discussing, yesterday was an exciting daf, where we discussed Shimon HaTzadik and everything that happened pre and post, and we ended off with the Mishnah that spoke about how the Sir Lazazel, Sir HaMishtaleach, is on its way out, and they built a kevesh, so that the Bavliim, interesting, the Bavliim, right, there were people in Eretz Yisrael called the Bavliim. Maybe though, once you were from a certain place, you know, they'll always call you that after that country, even if you come to if you come back. So the Bavliim used to be Metale Saro, used to rip out its hair, the hair of the Kohen, the hair of the animal. But either way, just to encouraging it and saying Tovetse, go, get out of here. We don't want to be, we don't want you here. You're the symbol of our sins. And therefore, quickly, go do your avoda. And then we spoke about in the Mishnah that they used to accompany him from sukkah to sukkah on the way out until the last sukkah, which he went by himself. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Is tani tani kevesh gufo?" Some say that really it wasn't a ramp like we understood it, but it means kevesh gufo, like lichbosh is to cover up. So maybe kevesh gufo, they did something to cover up his body so that they wouldn't see him. It wasn't that they built this whole ramp, somehow they got him out in secret with the goat, even though everybody knew he was coming out of the, Shar HaNikanor, and they, went and focused, but somehow they got him out secretly. Kavash Gufo. Is Tony Tony, Kavash Mamish, as others say, no, it was an actual ramp that they built, to get him out, right? This is one of the other, there's another halacha that where a ramp is built, and that, if you remember, for the Paraduma. The Paraduma, they also build a ramp, but that's for Tumah Vatara purposes, so that none of the Tumah that might be in the ground go straight up. So they built Kippin on Gabi Kippin. They have these arches on top of other arches in a way that if any Tumah is underneath, it will be stopped and won't go to the Paraduma. So that's another type of kevesh that is going to Harazesim. But this one is going out towards Midbar Yehuda. Amr of Chia Bar Yosef. So the Gemara adds also that really the people who were trying to get them out weren't Bavliim. They were Alexandrium. They were from Alexandria. How long are you keeping this kalkala, this sin amongst us? So really it was the Alexandrium, it wasn't the Bavliim. So the Gemara here does not quote it, but if you look in the Gemara elsewhere, and Rashi quotes it, the Gemara at the end of Menachos also, so really they were Alexandrium, but they called them Bavliim. Why they call them Bavliim? So the Gemara says, on Samach Vavimabez, in the Bavli. Amar Rav Bar Chana, lo Bavliim hayu, el Alexandrium hayu. Umitoch shesonim es ha-Bavliim. Because they hated the Bavliim, hayu karen osan al shmam. Rather, used to call them, call this Alexandrium the shmam. Rashi there, mitoch shesonin b'nei eretz Yisrael es ha-Bavliim. Hayu karen kol kale harosh, v'osei davar shelo kahogan al shmam. Anybody who does something wrong, or somebody who's acting with a callous rosh, you Babylonian, right? Why? So some of it is say, because most of the Babylonians didn't come up after Bayesheni, and it was like a point of contention for those who were still in Chutz Laaretz, who rejected the Beis Hamikdash, who rejected, or even their ancestors did. So that's why the says that that's what they were called. Interesting. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara now, Yakira Yerushalayim Hayim Alavano Soat Sukkah Rishona, the Chashuv of Yerushalayim used to lead him all the way to the first Sukkah. Tani, how many Sukkahs were there? So in our Mishnah, we have one view, 10 Sukkahs, which spanned 90 ris, Shiva Umechsa, right, it spanned 12 mil. So Tani, Eser Sukkahs, Bedoch Shnema Ser Mil, Divrei Meir. Meir says, 10 Sukkahs in 12 mil. So the 10 Sukkahs are like our Mishnah. 10 sukkahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Teisha sukkahs betoch asara mil. 9 sukkahs within 10 mil. So it was, more distance between them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chamesh. There were 5 sukkahs. Vakulanai de Erev, and the way that you went from one to one was building, having an Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen, right? There's Tchum on Yom Kippur, just like there's Tchum on Shabbos. L'chora, that's what the Gemara means. And therefore, the way they went from place to place was by building Erev Tchum. V'chein Amar Li Eliezer, Bini, my son Eliezer, says Rabbi Yossi, said to me, Yochanan Lasot Shaima De Erev. I could figure out a way to do even two. And you could use an Erev, meaning there could be people who meet each other in the middle and Yatsu Likra. So he goes out 2 mil this way and he goes out two mil that way. And there's a way that the tchum can be spanned even with just two. But again, that's not what most assume. Most assume it was 10 or 9, however the number is. There is a Meshech Chachma on Parshas Vayishlach, where the Meshech Chachma discusses the idea that Chazal tell us that Yaakov was Koveya Tchumin. Yaakov, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael and Shechem, he was Koveya Tchumin. So the Meshech Chachma discusses how the Chazal say that Avram Avinu, Gemara in Yuma, he did all the mitzvahs. Kiyam Avram Avinu kol Torah kol Ashlo Dina Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That's the one that's picked up by Chazal for Avram Avinu. So why Dafka? Is there a reason that they say even Erev Tavshilin by Avram Avinu and even Erev Tchumen by Yaakov Avinu? So says the Meshech Chachma, it reflects their mahus and their essence, what they were supposed to accomplish each as an av. Says, picking it up in the middle. V'lachein Avraham chipes lahafitz shitaso v'deosa v'elokas l'chol be'olam. Avraham Avinu went out to spread the belief and spread the monotheism. Ba'asher chashav ki hu yechidi v'yachar kach raki yishmol yasu imenu v'lachein ata eshel. But his job was to go out and spread and uplift and inspire. Lokein Yaakov. Yaakov had the opposite avoda. He had the shvatim. So now it was his job too. He was supposed to be in Goshen, right, when they went down. They had to be separate. They had to insulate after they already built a nation. Lokein Yaakov, Rosh Hemitaso Shlema, Uvizaro, Daishi Maon Umerkava Lashchina. Like Hashem promised him, Vinei Hashem, Barash Hashem, Nitzav, Alav. Ra'alahifach. So Yaakov Avinu saw the opposite. Ki banav yu nifradim me'amim achirim. Mugbalim bitchum. V'yaf lavan chotno inichu b'ta'uso. V'kos al rachel, shagana atrafim, lavdil me'avadazara. Lavan got upset. What are you doing? Right? You're not Avraham. You're not supposed to, affect me and try to lift me up. You do your thing and I'll do my thing. So that's why he was upset. Came in Mitzrayim, Yoshe Meretz Goshen, Nifradim Ya'amim. V'lachein l'doros b'uma, Eima Kablin Gerim, fine. V'zem melitzasam, and now he says, and now we get to the Chazal. Sha'avim kiyam Erev Tavshilin. What's Erev Tavshilin? The whole basis of Erev Tavshilin, why do you want to make it Erev Tavshilin? To set aside, food already? It's based on the principle of Hoel. Right? Hoel sins, guests might come, so the whole cookie today anyway, and Moses is going to be a Durabana, not a Daraisa, and then Erev Tavshilin makes it Mutter. But it's based on the principle of Hoel sins, guests might come. That's an Avram Avinu idea. That's an Avram Avinu idea. But Yaakov Avinu was Kovei Tchumen. He made borders. Right? And he made Tchum. Avalo Kovei Tchumen, Shemi Yimana Echad, Milavo Lishmo Deosav. Avram wasn't Kovei Tchumen. Lochein Yaakov Kovei Tchumen. Lahagbil Velitchom Ben Am Yisrael La'amim. Velachein B'mara Adayin Lo'ivkar Tchumen. And he continues. Okay, that's the Meshech Chachma. Okay. So that's a little bit about Tchumen again. Machlokas Rishonim, whether Tchumen at all is Da'araisa. If you parallel it to Erev Tavshilin, that Tchumen is Durabanan. Right? The Machlokas, everybody agrees that the smaller Tchum is, Alpayimam is Durabanan. But what about the Yud Beis? What about Yud Beis Mil? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif, versus other Rishonim, Tosfos, that's a Machlokas. The Rambam and the Chinuchol, that is Da'araisa. That the larger Tchum is Daraisa, the smaller one is Darabanan. V'chein Amar, continue, by the two dots. I'll call Sukkah v'sukkah, Omer Mlari, Mazen Arimai. By every Sukkah, we would offer the Ish Iti that's walking in the desert, there, fasting. So we used to say, you know what, there's food and water. There's food and water here, just in case you need. Says the Gemara, L'yape says Kocho. The offer was to strengthen his Koach. Lama, why? Not that he ever ate it, but she'ein yitzahara ta'iv el davar shu aser lo. The yitzahara is interested in having something that's aser, right? Once he knows it's mutter, then it's going to be okay. It's what we call paspasalo, right? Bread in the basket. If I know I have bread in the basket, then I can control myself because I'm not going to need it because I know it's there whenever I want. So if we could tell the guy, you can break your fast whenever you want. Whatever you need, you can break your fast. he's not going to have to break his fast. That's what the Gemara assumes. Right? This concept of pas pasalo is also part of why we have the halachas of yichud. Right? We know there's an isser of yichud by every one of the arayas. Right? And it's a serious, some is this a daraisa, some is this a darabanan, this Rav Yichud. But by an isha nida, right, there is no isser yichud. Right? Once a people are married, there's no isser yichud. Why? So one of the stories is pas pasalo. He knows this is, it's limited. It's a limited isser for a certain amount of time. Right? And therefore, unlike my other arayas, that it's just a permanent isser, but here it'll evaporate. Again, also to balance that out, that's why there are harchakos, the whole world of harchakos, which is specifically by isha nida, right? There's more chamor behavior between a husband and a wife who's a nida than to anybody else in the world, right? A man could hand something to any other woman in the world as long as they don't touch, can hand her something, but he can't hand his wife something when she's a nida, right? Going back to Chuvas Rashi many years ago. So again, there's to balance the heter of yichud, which is based on pas pasalo. So we have the world of harchakas. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says, Rambam here says in Avodah, when he describes the Avodah, the Rambam says, the lash of the Rambam is, im kashal kocho vitzarech le'echol ochel. Sounds like if he's weak, he should eat. He should eat. It's not just the offer. It's not just the offer. There are sameach on that Rambam in here in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin of Avodas Yom Kippurim. It says Pashtus Divrei Rabbeinu Dehutru Lo Lechol Af Im Eino Mesukan. Doesn't sound like he's about to die, right? It sounds like you're hungry, you're starving, you feel faint. You know, feel free to have some. Doesn't sound like it's a chola sheyish bo sakana. Then you wouldn't need this. You know, chiddush to say this Gemara. Any type of chol sheish posakana, if the Kohen Gadol is about to drop dead in the Kodesh Kadashim, you rush in and you give him life support. Right? That's not doche, anything. So, but it sounds like from here that it's mutter. Rak, shelo yuchal lahavio lazazel. Nidche mipnei ze, inu idi Yom HaKippurim. Sounds like it's, the avoda is doche. And if he won't be able to do the avoda properly, then he'd be able to eat something. Kemosha hutrolo Shabbos v'tumah. Like we had in the last year, E.T. is Doche Shabbos, E.T. is Doche Tumah, E.T. is Doche food. Right? So there are some that says, wow. But what do you see from here? I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think, said the same idea. We usually think of two separate ideas on Yom Kippur. There is the Isser Malacha, and we have the Inuyim. We have two different ideas. We have the five Inuyim, the things that we're not allowed to do. Not allowed to eat, and the machlokas we've shown him what's daraisa within that. Right, the Rambam says all five inuyim are daraisa. Tosfos says no, only eating and drinking are daraisa, while all the other inuyim are darabanan. But even according to the Rambam, that all five are daraisa, only eating and drinking is kares. But all five are daraisa, we think that's one area, and then there's an issa malacha that flows from Shabbos, like Yom Kippur being like Shabbos. There's an issa malacha, and there's an issa kares and issa malacha, but it's two different worlds. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Aris HaMeach says, you see from here, no. They're somehow, the Kedushas Hayom of both, they're connected. Because here, the Isser Malacha, right, you're allowed to be Doche Malacha, you're allowed to, and Tumah, and Shabbos, the Avoda, and Inui, it's all connected. Right? There's gonna be a heter to eat, not just a heter to do the Avodos of, which involves Malacha. So you see, it's all one connected kedushas hayom. The zeo gufe kedushas Yom Kippurim. That's what the Meshchacha points that out. It sounds like from the Rambam, but it's not just an offer, but it might have actually been eaten. Continue a little more now. Back in the Gemara, so we see stories. Kadar Rabbi Mana, like the story of Rabbi Mana. Soglam mivakol Rabbi Chagai. He went to visit Rabbi Chagai. David Toshish. Rabbi Chagai was weak one Yom Kippur, so he went to visit him during the break. Amalei, right, when else was he going to visit him? Like, middle of davening, he wasn't going to leave, so it must have been a little break. Amalei Sahina, he says, I'm so thirsty, I'm going to die. Amalei Shtei says, okay, drink. Feel free to drink. And then he left him. Shafki, he came back a little later, Venachaslei, and he went down to see him. Basar Shafki, Venachaslei, he went down, he left him and he went down. Right, he must have been upstairs, he went down. Basar Shah, Salak Lagabe, and after a while, he went back to see how he's doing. Amalei, my avdis, Yahit Se Yusach, knew what happened with your thirst? Amarle, katsharisli, when you said it was allowed, azlsle, then it left. I have no more desire anymore. You calmed me down by the fact that you allowed me to do it. Right? That this is, again, once you know it's mutter, then the taiva goes away. Right? It's similar, not exactly the same, to the mayim genuvim yimtaku idea. Right? Mayim genuvim, only when it's usser, then there's a taiva. But once it's done, it's allowed, so then it wouldn't be a taiva. Remember the Gemara that quotes at the end of Nedarim. The last daf in the Dharm in the Bavli, the last few lines of the Gemara quotes a couple of stories. So there's a story there that there was a man that was good that went to a woman to be mezana with her. How know if all the gabi ahi insa? Also, God, all of a sudden the husband came in, and also he ran behind the curtain to hide. Also, so no, asiv bachloi baba. Having machad, and all of a sudden the husband sits down. And he's like, okay, the guy's behind the curtain, and he sees there's some cress. Tachli taman, and he's about to eat some of the cress. So he goes to reach for it, and all of a sudden the husband comes out of the curtain and says, "No, a snake deposited some venom in there. Don't eat it." So now what? Boy, Mari, the base alamechal min haru tachli below died to in. So Amaleh, who knows? Below deichal minon, that means in chivya. So the halal question is: do we assume that anything was done? If maybe he would have actually been mezana, he wouldn't care if the husband died. So the fact that he wants the husband to still be alive, it must be that nothing happened. Right? It must be that nothing happened. That's what we think. Right? Or else, because if he was actually mezana, he wouldn't care if the husband would die. In Sesharia, Rava says, Imisa David Isura, Nichle Delecha Volemus. Right? He would be very happy if he dies and he wants to be with this woman. Tichsiv Kineafu Vidambi Deon. Says the Gemara, Pshita. That's obvious. It's obvious if he saved the guy's life, it must be nothing happened. So says the Gemara, no, not Pshita. Mao de Tema, you might think, he likes the Yisr. He likes the challenge. I want the husband to still be alive, so then, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. I won't have any more Mayim Genuvim, right, if the husband dies. Yisura, Ma'odotim, Yisura Ava, Vai Da'amarle, Denichle, Delolemus, Baal, Da'haviz Insa, Ale, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. Kamash Malam, we don't go that far in that, and we assume if the husband said something, we don't assume that he was Mizaneh, but he still has Rahmanas on this guy's life. But we assume that there wasn't anything done. Again, there's a lot more there, but that's the Gemara. Again, talking about how there's only a Yetzahara for something that's usher, but once it's allowed, like the case of Pas Bisalo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Chiya Barba, Havi Mishtoi Hadein Uvda. Rebbe Chiya Barba used to say over this story, Chad Barnash Havi Mahalach Meshukha. There was a guy that was walking in the Shuk. In the Shuk. When was he walking in the Shuk? So the Karbana Eda here says, and the other Mefarshim say, B'Yom HaKippurim. The Karbana Eda, the Pnei Moshe, they all assume this is about Yom Kippur. That's what we're talking about here. He was walking on Yom Kippur. What's he walking in the Shuk with his daughter on Yom Kippur? I don't know. But he's walking in the Shuk. Ubarte ime. V'amrele barte abba tziyanoi. His daughter says, Abba, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. Amrele archin sivchar. Wait a little bit, wait a little bit. Amrele abba tziyanoi. She says, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. Amrele archin sivchar. Wait a little bit, wait a little bit. Umisas. And it was too late and she died. And she died. And Rabbi, he used to say that story to emphasize if, young children shouldn't be fasting, right? And that's what the Mefarshim here say. And the Pnei Moshe says, maybe it's connected to the previous story, that if he would have said, okay, drink if you want, then that would have solved the problem. Maybe the desire would have, gone down. Then she wouldn't have had the desire. In the Sefer Mashbiach in the back, one of the Achronim, Sefer the Mashbiach in the back, says, what doesn't say any word about Yom Kippur in the story. It says where it was exactly, it doesn't say when it was. Right? So he says, Badulo Sipra Lamnas Hayom, Kaboshim Misabar Samakom. Lachin Nirish Aloya Yom, Bitsuyan. It wasn't Yom Kippur. Rak Halach Liknos Meshuka, Visham Mayim Ayin. No, on a regular day. Vimaya Bitsoma Rabbi, Lomar Archana Lili. He should have said, wait till tonight you'll get. He just said, wait, wait, wait. So he thinks that it wasn't Dafka about that, and that also connects to the next story. Let's read the next story. Rabbi Acha kan mefani musfa. Rabbi Acha, when he used to finish musuf, havi omer kume on Yom Kippur, havi omer kume and achinan, he used to say in front of everybody, my brothers, mandisle menuk yezel begine. If you have kids at home, go home and feed them. All right, so it could be that story in between was not Dafka on Yom Kippur, says the Sefer Mashbiach. Okay, so the Ish Iti goes out to the Midbar, and he has now the Tir Lazazel. He goes away from the last Sukkah by himself up to the cliff. So what would he do then? Chilek, Lashon Shel Zaharis. He would take the little ribbon of wool and split it in half. Chalak Lashon Shel Zaharis, Chetzi Akasha B'Salad. When we last talked about the ribbon, a couple weeks ago, we spoke about how they put a ribbon on the Seir Lazazel, remember, around the neck of the Seir Lashem to be Machalik, but there was this red ribbon. So, different Pshatim in the Rishonim. What happens here? So one is, what do you mean he split it? Maybe he took it off the horns of the Seir Lashem and he split it in half. And Chetzi Akasha B'Salad, half that he put on the rock, the Chetzi Akasha B'Nim Karna, but the other half he put back on the horns of the goat. Why did he have to split it in half? So the Karmanei here quotes from the Bavli. Velo bakule besela. He didn't just put the whole thing on the rock. What do you have to put anything on the goat for? He didn't put everything on the rock. Shema yalbin miyad bikshiraso. Because maybe he'll, right when he puts it on the rock, it'll already show that Bnei Yisrael get kapara, so it'll turn white, and he'll forget to, he'll be so happy, he'll forget to do the whole pushing thing. Umi simchaso yishkach litcho sasoir. So he didn't want to put the whole thing on the rock. Right, so he splits it in half, because once he's putting half on the goat, he's going to remember to push the goat. And they didn't want to put everything on the goat. Why? Because then the goat's going to go down. You might not see it. You got to put half on the rock. That's why you got to split it in half. But here, it won't be lachatzon. If it only has half, it's not going to whiten yet, because the other half is not in the proper place. And he puts the other half between the horns. Even if it's whitened then, you're not going to forget to continue doing what you're involved in. Good. The Rishonim wonder, and some suggest, if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfos Yeshanim, I'll read it from the Tosfos HaRosh here on this Mishnah. The Tosfos HaRosh says, what do you mean, chilek lashon shel zahoris? So he assumes it was not taken off the horn. So how did he get the ribbon there? Ume esmol heviol volasham. They put a ribbon there before Yom Kippur. It was a ribbon waiting to be split, right? Because that would be an extra malacha you have to do. You have to carry it out, right, to this place. No, they left it there from yesterday. Inami, or a rosh hasoir mevianoso. Or they put the ribbon, another ribbon on top of the animal, de mechamer kila achar yadhu. You're not allowed to lead an animal on Shabbos or Yantif, that's mechamer, but they put it on, so it's a mechamer with the kalachar yad in an unusual way, just put it on the back of them. Mepsachim, gabi sakin, like we learned back in Pesach. Remember how sometimes they would bring the knife, they would stick the knife for the current Pesach in the wool of the sheep and let the sheep, go to the Beis HaMikdash. When Erev Pesach would fall out on Shabbos. So there are different suggestions exactly how it was brought or it was put there beforehand. If you look in Rabbi Kiva Eiger, right here on Mishnayos, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he says, he quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is the same thing. The question was, why is it dochet to bring it out? So either you brought it out from before, or you brought it out kalachar yad. Midevrayim elu nishma, the sphere lay, the yesh shvisas behemto, biyama kippurim. Right, you see from here though, that they're worried about shvisas behemto on Yom Kippur. Afshluk sidvrap kashabbos, even though it's only said by Shabbos, but it seems to be like there is shvisas behemto, it must be also on Yantif. Unless you say this is only talking about a case of Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. Right, it's not Stam Yom Kippur, that's what the Rishonim are talking about, but it doesn't sound that way from the sources. Okay, let's continue. So, you put the ribbon, half on the horns, half on the rock, and you push the animal backwards, and it breaks up as it goes down. Then the ish-iti goes back to the last sukkah until it gets dark, he doesn't go further. The Achronim, including Rav Yashiv here on this Mishnah says, wow, there are so many malachas that are being done here, right? You're ripping it in half, right? You're killing the animal. Okay, that has to be done. But there seem to be other malachas, and he goes through each one. Why? It must not be an Isser. He says, Nira, Dein ladun kan Isser lachlok halashon midin malachas korea. Don't think this is korea. Right? It's like ripping something to get to what's inside. So this is ripping something to be able to use it properly. Okay? So he says it's not, there's no, korea. Then he says there's no mechatech, because you don't really care about the exact size. Mechatech vadish in kandalot sarak kanes ha diuk Vachut nishar. But the question is, what about kosher? Kosher. It says here, you're kosher, right? Ches yokashar. Ches yokut, you had to do this knot on the rock. Why is that allowed? Right? The kshira. So he says, a chiddush gadol. Vanira bazeh. Tahacha. You're not really interested in the kshira here. You just don't want it to get lost. The kiven to lo boy as a makshira dare boy lo lashon shel zahoris lo simin she yislabein. You just want to use it as a simin. Verak tzarech hechi timsa she simin yihye olav lochein koshro. Avol shaychi mitzvah beetzem hakshira behanira. The kiven to lo tzarech as a makshira kiven she kosher rak le tzarech achshav lo avi kevshe shakayama. It's not a kevshe shakayama, even though it might be forever. But you only need it right now to look at right now. There's no, you only want it for right now, and you don't really need the kesher, you just don't want it to fly away, so that's why it's not called the kesher shakayama, and therefore it's not daraisa. Masha'enkin, he can contrast that to the lulav and the dalan minim. Okay, that's the Rav Yashiv here. We continue. Where are we up to? The Bavayam, so we mentioned in the last year also, that there is a halacha that the ish that is involved in this avoda of halicha, his begadim become tamei on him, and he has to wash his begadim. From what moment? First day when he leaves, already starts the walk. When he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishas Tzidchias Latzukna, only when he does the actual avoda of pushing him off the cliff. Period. Barishon Al Yekoshen Osob Bechalon Oseyan. Originally, everybody had their own ribbon and put it in their windows, and when the seer was pushed off, in all Klal Yisrael, if you were Zoche, yours turned white. And if you weren't Zoche, yours didn't turn white. So that wasn't such a great thing. That was pretty embarrassing, right? Well, not just embarrassing. Number two, two things. The Bavli says, the Karmanita quotes it. Number one, either people became very sad, or our enemies might hear about it and they say, really? Bad mazel for the Jews? I'm going to attack them. Right, so that's why either way it was not a good thing. So then they said, okay, tie it in the doorways of the Heichal, somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. But still it was depressing, right? Because some years it turned white, some years it didn't. They said, okay, nobody's going to know about it except for the Ish, right? Put it out there by the rock, and he's not going to announce ever what happened. Now the Gemara says, where is this merumas, this whole thing about the turning white? It's based on the pasuk, as we know, in Yeshaya. Remember the hemshach of the pasuk. Im your sins are like shanim, like red wool, kashela galbino, they'll be white and like snow. Vim yadimu katola katzemer yiyu, they'll become like snow, they'll become like white wool. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is bothered by the first word is kashanim, is plural. If your sins are like shanim, kashelag, the rest are like singular. It should be like shani. Why is this one shanim? So, Tani, Rabbi Elazar Omer, if your sins are like years, they're very infrequent, right? They're like years. Kashanim shebein shamayim va'aretz, kashelag albinu. Then they'll be white and like snow, which is a very strong white. Yosemikan, but if they're more frequent than every couple of years, katsemer yiyu, then they'll also be atoned, but they'll only be as white as wool, not the same strength of the white. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, differently. Ima yiyu chateichem kashanim. We had this once before, if you remember in the Yerushalmi. If your sins are like years, which years? Kashani avos harishonim, like the avos, right? Add all the avos together. 175 of Abraham, 180 of Yitzchak, 147 of Yaakov, that's 502. If you don't sin too often, kashel galbinu. Yoser mikan, katsemer yiyu. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, I should translate it like the words that we have, the gears that we have. If your sins are infrequent, like the years between Shemayim v'aretz, how long does it take to get to Shemayim v'aretz? Chazal say elsewhere, 500 years. 500 years. So if they're 500 years, kashel galbinu, v'chulu. So then Rabbi Yeshua is just adding on another 2 years to 502. 502. So it's very similar ashitas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, im yu chato'echem kashanig, kashal yalbinu barishon. Right? If your sins are like shanim, meaning like red, kashal yalbinu barishon, that's the first sin. The first time one does a sin, you'll get full kapara. Im yadimu katol, if you start doing it again, and you're more sunken in, then katsemer yiyu. It's not going to be as white. Bisheni. For Rabbanan Amrin, final drasha, Bizman Shavonosav Shel Adam, Kefi Shanav, or what's the Shanim, like years? If a person's sins are age appropriate, when we're younger, we do sins for young people, and when we're in middle age, we do sins for middle people, and when we're older, we do sins for older, and that's understood, and Hashem helps us out. Kishal Galbinu, Yoser Mikan, if we do sins not appropriate for our age, which are more unusual, Katsemer, Yiyu, they won't be as strong of a kapar. Period. Okay, a little more. Says the Mishnah. So what happens after, meanwhile? So we're gonna switch scenes now. We're going from the Midbar, where the Ish-Iti was, back to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Kohen Gadol sent out the Yisrael Azazel. He's still got a lot to do. So what does he do? He goes back to the place where his par and sa'ir are. Well, they're already shechted, right? He already did the blood already inside. But the bodies. So balo eitzel ha-par ve'eitzel ha-sa'ir ha-nisrafin. These, remember what has to happen to the par and the sa'ir ha-nisrafin. Their fats have to be burned on the mizbeach here, just like every carbon's fats, the chelev. But their basar has to be taken out and burned somewhere outside. Right, that's why they're special din by the parim and the se'er ha-nisrafim. Even though a usual chatos, the meat is burned, the meat is eaten, but here these are special chatos, they're burned. So what does he do? Karn v'otzi ha-semirein, so the Kohen Gadol goes and takes out the innards, the fat, nesana b'megas, and he puts it in a bowl, falehiktir n'agabim mizbeach, and later on he's going to be makter it on the mizbeach. Kla'an b'maklos v'otzi l'beis ha-sreifa. Then he takes the goat and the cow, he kind of braids them somehow. You gotta have a strong stomach, I guess, to be the Kohen Gadol. He's gotta braid these dead animals around a pole so that basically they could hold on, and then people carry it out to burn outside the Beis HaMikdash. Meimasai Metaben Begadim. These people also, their Begadim become Tame when they go out. So when do they? Same type of Machlokas. Bishiyatsu Chomas HaAzara, either when they leave the walls of the Azara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bishiyatsu Arbaru, but no, only once they start burning it. Once they start burning it outside. Okay, maybe we'll stop here by the Bala. We'll start with the Gemara next time, which has a stira between our Mishnah and a Braisa.